This week, I wanted to write a sweet little story about Michigan's Taylor Lewan, but every time I tried, some knucklehead in the sports world stole his thunder. Not this time. I'm John Ubakin, Michigan sports commentator. With the college football season finally behind us, I wanted to write a simple college football roundup, ending in a sweet little story about a very good guy, but every time I tried, some bad news got in the way. The first obstacle was Lance Armstrong. In case you missed it, though I can't imagine how, it turns out the man who came back from cancer to win a record 7 Tours de France and write 2 best-selling books about his inspirational story is a fraud. He was taking performance-enhancing drugs the entire time, and whenever somebody tried to tell the truth about him, he went out of his way to ruin their careers, their finances, and even their lives. He is a genuinely bad person. So that is all the time I want to give him. Now, back to college football. On Monday, January 7th, 6 days after New Year's, when the college football season always used to end, I stayed up until midnight to watch the national title game between Alabama and Notre Dame. I don't know why I stayed up that late. It was over by halftime, when Alabama was already ahead 28-0. But I did learn Alabama head coach Nick Saban, who already makes more than $5 million a year, earned another $400,000 for winning that game. His players, who you might recall actually played in the game, received $500 of souvenirs. I was heartened, at least, to see the head coaches at Penn State, Notre Dame, and Oregon all turn down bigger money from the NFL to stay with their schools. Until that is, Chip Kelly, the head coach at the University of Oregon, changed his mind, took the money, and ran. Okay, now can I get to my favorite story about Michigan's Taylor Lewan? No? There's some bizarre story from Notre Dame I've got to talk about first. Okay, it seems their All-American linebacker, Monty Te'o, who was a candidate for the Heisman Trophy, told reporters at the outset of the season that he lost his grandmother and his girlfriend in the same week. True enough, Te'o lost his grandmother. But this week we learned he did not lose his girlfriend because she does not exist. So did Te'o engineer the hoax, or was he a sucker? When politicians and corporate executives have to choose between confessing corruption or incompetence, they always choose incompetence, every time. And so did Te'o and Notre Dame, victims all. Okay, now, yes? The story I want to tell is about the University of Michigan's Taylor Lewan. Only a junior, he rose to become the Big Ten's Offensive Lineman of the Year, a first-team All-American, and a likely first-round NFL draft pick, which would be worth many millions of dollars. Just about all Lewan's comments sounded like he was long gone, but at last week's press conference, he told us he decided to turn down the NFL, stay at Michigan, stick with his teammates, finish his degree, and graduate on time. For all this, the experts said he was stupid and crazy. But Lewan did not seem to care. A few minutes later, he made a cameo appearance at Michigan's basketball game that night to serve as a conductor of the pep band to great applause. As a conductor, I'd have to say he is an excellent left tackle. The guy did not hit the beat by accident. But as a person, Taylor Lewan has been the best news in sports this year. So Lance Armstrong, Chip Kelly, and Monty Te'o, please step back and give the stage to Mr. Lewan. But not the baton.